This is the Mason Vera Payne Show,
your go-to lifestyle podcast, covering everything from technology and gaming
to movies, TV shows, and pop culture to the supernatural and beyond.
Brought to you from Chicago, USA,
with your host, the unabridged millennial, Mason Vera Payne.
This is the Unabridged Millennial, Mason Vera Payne here. Thank you for tuning in. I have seen some weird things on the internet. You know what? I think everybody has. But one of those things that I've seen are individuals who have beards made of bees, and obviously they have to put them on their face. You know, and I did some research on how and found out that they have bee beard competitions. So joining me to talk about this is Director of the Buzz, Chris Heimstra. Thanks for joining me, Chris.
Well, it's a pleasure to be on.
Could you explain to me a little bit about the competition you guys are holding?
Yeah, so we've done it for 10 years in a row, and this year we're doing it a little bit different. Usually we have impacts from weather, and so bees don't like it when the weather is like really hot and humid, or if it's raining or looking like it's going to rain, then the people wearing the bees on their face get punished. And so this year we're spreading it over 4 weeks, and so every week on a Saturday afternoon we're going to be loading up one contestant with bees, and we'll be taking photos, and then those photos will go on Facebook, and our followers of our bee beard will be able to vote online for their favorite contestant.
You know, how does a person get started in this? I mean, if it was me, do I just go find a hive and just kind of let the bees come on me? Like, how would somebody start doing this?
Yeah, so usually we'd recommend that you have a partner who helps shake the bees out of your hive onto your face, and hopefully that partner has experience. So for our contestants, there's people that volunteer, and they really want to do it. So we always ask that they do a practice round beforehand. And so what's involved is that they'll come over, say, during the week before the competition, and we'll shake we'll take the queen, first of all, out of the hive, and she's the mom. She's the queen mom, and she put her in a cage on a string around your neck, so she's like on a necklace. And then the bees are attracted to her because she gives off a pheromone or a smell. And so then we'll take frames out of the beehive and shake those onto a newspaper, and then we take the newspaper, shake it up, disorient the bees a little bit more, and then we pour that fold the newspaper of bees onto your hands, which are kind of like a landing platform on your chest, and then the bees just proceed to crawl up beside their queen. And as you keep shaking more and more bees, then more of your face is covered over, and if you wait long enough, sometimes the bees will actually crawl right over top of your eyes, over your nose, and right over your whole head.
Oh my God, that's crazy. I mean, how many bees are there in a hive? Like, how many would you expect to fit on a person's face?
Yeah, so the hive is always growing, and we always say one box of bees is about 20,000 bees.
Whoa.
And so we'll generally move one box of bees into the, we have a tent where it's like a raised tent, and it's a screened in area, and we'll put the beehive in there. Then the contestant will get in that tent, and their bee groomer will go into the tent with them. And so the contestant, all they're doing is trying to be calm, make that platform for the bees to start out on, and have the queen tied around their neck. And then the bee groomer is the one who's taking each frame out of the hive, shaking those bees onto newspaper, and then pouring them onto the person. So by the time we get through the hive, we've got a lot of the bees out of the hive. So you're looking at like 15,000 bees will be on that, that contestant.
Wow.
And I think they say there's something like an average of like 3,000 bees in a pound. So if you've got 3, 4, 5 pounds of bees on there, you can do the math, and you end up with like 12,000, 15,000, or even more bees on a person's head.
How does someone keep it out of there? Because you said it goes on your eyes, all over your face.
Yeah.
I mean, don't they go in your ears, or I hate to say it, up your nose?
Yeah, so what you can do with your nose is you can just go like that, blow them out. And with your ears, they do go in. Generally, they will come out. If you're really like Mr. Safety, you can put some like tissue paper in your ears, and you can also put them up your nose. We do put a little bit of Vaseline around the person's spots where they don't want the portals, where we don't want the bees crawling in. But it's just mostly to make the contestant feel nice that they're doing something proactive. But really, the bees will walk on the slippery surface and hang on just as well as they can on the rest of your skin.
Yeah, with that many bees, I imagine they could hang on to anything. They just start clambering over each other, you know?
Yeah, they each have 6 legs, and on the ends of the legs, there's kind of like these little tibia things they can grasp. And it actually, it's like a whole bunch of little things pinching on your skin. Like, it's not like hurting, but it's just, you can just feel it. They're hanging on there. And then bees hang on top of bees, so then the weight, you actually feel the weight, and you can also feel the heat from the bees. The bees will actually be giving off heat, so it actually reflects the heat from your body, but also the bees from the heat. The heat from the bees will be on your face as well.
So what are people being judged on? Is it the weight, how many bees they can hold, or is it like style, like, hey, you put more on your face and not your shoulder? Like, how does that work?
Yeah, so with the bee beard competition, we weigh the contestants beforehand, and then we weigh them afterwards, so we're calculating out the weight. But that's also how they act with the bees, if they're acting kind of natural and, you know, not acting all kinds of stiff, you know, like paranoid or something like that, which it's hard to, you know, put a smile on your face and walk like you're just normal day. And then with the competition, we always had a catwalk, and that was made out of straw bales. And so they would, we'd play some music, and then they would go dancing down the catwalk, trying to, you know, act kind of cool and dancing, trying to perform for the judges and for the crowd. And so then they come back to the platform where they started out on, and then they stand there and then they wait for the next contestant. So when the beekeepers or the people that are wearing the bees are coming out of the tent, initially the bees might all be in the perfect spot and be nice and groomed and everything. But as they stand there, then the bees will start to creep. And so then we've had it one year where the person's entire face and his whole head was just one creeped pile of bees. Like, you couldn't even see where he was going down the catwalk. And,
oh, wow.
So then we had to have someone lead him down.
Did he win? Also have,
yeah, he actually won that year, yeah. And then it wasn't really a bee beard. It was more like a bee head or a bee mask because it was all over. But we've also had contestants that, like, we had one year, a whole bunch of young people did it, and they're like, they're going to dance and try to do their very best. And so they're dancing so hard, we had to actually tell them to slow down because their pieces of their bee beard would go flying off as clumps of bees on the people that were standing down at the bottom of the catwalk. And that didn't go over so well for those people. So, you want to keep the bees in place and not shake them off as you're dancing. So, but it's a lot of fun.
You know, if I was in the audience, you know, I think having a bee come by me, I think that's just like the risk you take.
Yeah, I know. It's funny how it goes. Like, when people come into the area where we're going to have the bee beard competition, then they're like, ooh, there's a bee flying in the air. And then they're watching the bee beard go on and the bee's being shaken on the contestant standing there. And then the contestant comes out of the tent and then they do their catwalk thing and there's bees flying in the air. And then after that, then we always give the crowd an opportunity to have their picture taken with the bee beard wearer. And so they'll sit right up beside the person with like 15,000 bees on their face, and there'll be bees flying around their head. And they're it's like suddenly they're like acclimatized bees and nothing. Nothing scares them. They probably have a bear walking beside them on the other side of them, and they'd be happy and content.
So these bees, they're not aggressive, because when I think of bees, I know they're not bees. They're actually not hornets. They're wasps. They're the yellow-jacket wasp, and I always have that little guy in my head when I think of a bee. But bees aren't aggressive. They're not naturally aggressive, so they, you know, I don't have to worry about them stinging me.
Yeah, so with honeybees, there's a bunch of different things that influence them. Number one is genetics. So you can have, some beekeepers have bees that you always want to wear a bee veil and always have your smoker going. They're kind of more on the aggressive side. And that's a genetic thing. So you can actually select queens and breed from queens that always have gentle offspring. And so when we're breeding our bees, we'll actually do kind of a wave test. So you can open up a hive out of a smoker and then you wave your hand across the frame. And if the bees start jumping off and jumping on your hand, then we say, okay, that's a more aggressive hive, so they won't make the cut. And so when we're choosing hives for a bee beard, we'll always choose the most gentle hives we have. And so that's number one. The other thing that makes an influence is if the bees are not foraging, like say the weather's been cloudy or cool and they're not able to get to flowers, then they get actually hungry and then they get grumpy, just like humans get grumpy when they're hungry. Same thing with bees. So we'll actually feed the bees some honey mixed with water beforehand, so just make sure that their stomachs are full. So a full stomach is a happy bee. And then the third thing is the time of the day and the weather that is going on really influences the bees' happiness as well. So we tried the last bee beard, number 10, we tried doing it in the evening after supper, and that was a bad idea, actually. The bees in the evening, they didn't react well with the people wearing the bees, and those guys, some of them got peppered with stings, and it wasn't very pleasant. So we'll never do that again. And then the other thing is, if it is raining, we tried it one time when it was, you know, starting to lightly rain, and there was some thunder clouds in the back in the distance, and those beekeepers also get stung. So if there's a big weather change, then the bees don't respond well. If it's in the evening, they don't seem to respond well to bee beards. And if they're hungry, they don't respond well. And if it's a grumpy hive to start with because of genetics, then they'll never go very well. So there's some things you learn the hard way, or the contestants learn the hard way, that it's not a good way to do it.
Yeah, I don't think I'd want to be the guinea pig to figure out if this is a good idea or not.
Yeah, yeah.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, the worst thing we ever had was the 1 year when we held off because it wasn't supposed to be starting time yet, and then we got started, and so the contestants were in the tent and they had half teeth on their face, and then a thunderstorm came in and everybody scattered. They all ran into buildings except for these poor people with the bees on their face standing in the tent. And then the rain just came, and the rain was blowing sideways, and there was like huge winds, and it was like just crazy. And then those people, that was not very pleasant either. That was their worst experience. So we don't do anything where it looks like it's going to rain. It's just not the time of the day to do it.
Oh, wow. So did they get like stung like crazy? Or?
Yeah, they got stung a lot.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
They don't like to be wet, and in the rain, they want to be in their hive and happy.
Oh. See, if that was me, I would have just ran into somebody's house, like screw these bees, screw you guys.
Yeah, take them off.
You're all gonna get stung with me.
I know. But at a certain point, you don't know whether it's gonna just pass over those two raindrops and then go on. But it was just a full fledged, come on out, rain downpour, lots of lightning. Yeah.
So you guys almost breed bees, kind of like you do a dog with temperament and style and all that.
Yes.
That's really cool.
Definitely.
I didn't know you could do that with bees.
Even color, you can actually select darker bees or lighter colored bees, golden bees, orangey colored bees. It's all genetics. So, and then also yielding. So they could be really good yielding hive, but really grumpy. Like when I say yielding honey. So you can select bees that are maybe producing a lot more honey, but maybe a little more grumpy, or you might try to get everything in one combination. You get a friendly bee, the right color, produces lots of honey, winters well, you know, all the little things that beekeepers look for and worship.
Have you noticed that there's maybe a better bee for the bee beard competition? Like, not thinking of honey, but just for the competition itself.
Yeah, just the gentleness of the bees that put up with anything. And I think there is some breeds of bees, like some genetics, that will run more. And so those bees would tend to run over the contestant and not stay in a nice clump.
So, like, you need a fearless bee, too.
You need a fearless, calm bee. nothing fazes them.
So can anybody do this, or you just kind of have to find yourself a good bee groomer?
Yeah, so we do it. We used to be really sticklers. We're like, no, this is for professional beekeepers. You can't do it. You're not a professional beekeeper. And then... I don't know. Then outside of the bee beard, then we started having some normal people, average people that had no experience with bees, and they just had to get it on their bucket list and get it scratched off. So then we did some of those on the side, and then finally we said, you know what, as long as you've done it, you know, practice run without public around, and you know whether you like it, how you react. If you can conquer that first little trial period, and then we'll put you in for the bee beard. So that's how we are now. We have more volunteers than we have spots. And it's really weird because some people think it's the greatest thing in the world to have bees on their face, but they've never had it done before. Like this past year, we had a lady that was going to surprise her husband on their wedding day. So in between the ceremony and the reception, she wanted to come out to the farm and have a bee beard put on herself and one put on her husband. And that was going to be a momentous occasion. Unfortunately, when you put bees all over a white dress, they leave a little bit of stickiness behind, and they leave beeswax behind. So we discouraged her from that. And if she happened to get stung on her face, then you can imagine how, you know, a bride having her eyes swollen shut for the evening would be kind of funny. Or not funny. it would not go over well. So, but she had no concept of what a bee beard actually entailed. And
you
can understand because, there's the right time for doing it, and there's the wrong time. And doing it on your wedding day is probably the wrong time, unless you're a beekeeper, maybe, if you really had to do it. But,
I don't know. Having my eyes swollen on my wedding day, that would make for a hilarious picture, but I'm a bit quirky.
Yeah, it's like who's hitting what.
Yeah, right. That's so dark. I'm sorry. But, you know, when it comes to the competition itself, you said you had a lot of volunteers. Well, how many competitors do you usually have per competition?
We would do four. So we limited at four.
Yeah. Only four?
Only four per year, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
you need to have more. This sounds like fun.
Yeah, I know. But, and there's also a limit, too. Like, so our farm, we have lots of visitors coming every day. And when we do the bee beard, we don't make a big deal of it because we don't really want to have, like, huge crowds of bees or huge crowds of people with all these bees. And it would just be too much. It's fun to do it and then show pictures afterwards and say, hey, this is what we did. But we don't try to overpromote it because it's you got bees mixed with a lot of people, and you want to be careful. How far you take it. So,
you know what you should do is try to live stream it on Facebook or something. I'm sure people would love to watch that.
That is a great idea. I will consider that one. That's a great idea. Thanks for that one.
No problem, because I know I'd be watching it. It'd be like NASCAR. Yeah. I'm waiting for someone to get stung.
Yeah, I know. They will get stung. But we always encourage people, don't make a big deal if you get stung. Just a bee sting, and the pain will go away after 10 minutes. And you don't want to scare people off of bees either. So sometimes you can do it. You don't get any bee stings. Usually when the bee stings, it's usually because they got pinched between your clothing and your body. Like, they don't like to feel like constricted. Or if you get one between, say, on the inside of your elbow and then you bend your arm, then that's like a pinching point. So the bee is squished and they're trying to survive for their life. So they try to give you a little prick. But when they sting, then they lose their stinger. And then 6 hours later, they die. So
not very effective.
I don't know if anybody tells the bees that. Yeah, it's not really effective saving your life because you're better off to see what happens. But so we figured out some tricks for trying to keep the bees out of people's clothes. We always tell people to tuck in their shirt, and we also tell them to pull their socks over their pants. Don't wear shorts because there's bees up your shorts. Ooh. And then around the tops of your T-shirt and the top of, like, where your arms are coming out of your T-shirt, we put a string, and we just tie that off so the bees don't crawl up and inside your shirt and in your armpits and weird spots where you don't really want them. It's hard to dance when you have a bee in your pants. Well, you can dance, but it's really weird looking.
It's like getting shot at, and you're, at the floor, dance for me, dance. It's like having a bee in your pants.
Yeah. Come on, dance a little better.
So what advice would you give to somebody who kind of wants to go into this, but they don't know where to start, or, they don't know where bees are at?
Yeah. So what I would recommend, because obviously not everybody lives in the center of the universe, which is our town here in Ontario, but so I would say look up on the internet your local beekeeping club. And if you do that, then you'll find beekeepers and you'll find out where they meet. In our area, we have a group that meets once a month, and they're just local beekeepers. And just bring it up at the beekeeper meeting. And then the next thing you know, they'll be having sometimes they do afternoons where they do beekeeping stuff. And then they would be like, oh, yeah, you really want to do a bee beard? We'll help you out. And they would help you out, I'm sure, shake some bees on you. And if you looked online, like on YouTube, if you want to know how to do anything, just go on YouTube, and there's like 1,000 different ways that people have done bee beards, and you can learn some things off of there. And with the help of an experienced beekeeper, you could have a beard of bees without any trouble.
Well, thanks for coming on, Chris. This was a really fun topic to talk about, the bee beard competition.
Well, you're very welcome, and thanks for asking about it.
Thank you, Chris, for joining and speaking about the annual bee beard competition. To learn more about bee beard competition and bee beard packages, visit clovermead.com. That's CLOVERMEAD.com.
This has been the Mason Vera Payne Show.
Thanks for listening. Can't wait to hear more?
Subscribe, rate, and comment at masonverapayne.com.
That's MASONVERAPAINE.com.
Also, follow Mason on Facebook and Twitter at Mason Vera Payne. That's all one word. And don't forget to share the show with your friends.